Jack Amanda FM.
Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 30, Pretoria 32, Emalahleni 28 degrees.
Big issues on the roads. Alberton R59 southbound. There's been a crash before the Michelle Avenue exit. Melrose M1 northbound, a crash near Cornet Drive. And Alberton N12 eastbound, the ramp is closed. No access to the R59 south at the Reading interchange. Believe it or not, it's due to a stationary vehicle.
We start with news just in. A PSL soccer player linked to a deadly crash that claimed the life of a 9-year-old girl in Tembisa has been granted bail of 20,000 rand. Sean Mokhaila made his first court appearance in court today after he handed himself over to police this week, just hours after the accident occurred. The driver of the vehicle and her 13-year-old passenger remain in a critical condition in hospital. Mokhaila faces charges of culpable homicide and reckless negligent driving. The matter is set to resume in February next year. The Tshegofatso Phule Foundation has opposed the bail application of a Mozambican man accused of murdering and raping 6-year-old Amatla Samani. The 24-year-old appeared in court today, where the matter was postponed to next month. The little girl's body was found near home in Soweto last month. Here's the foundation spokesperson, Botlali Modisani.
There's nothing that merits him to be granted bail. He's here illegally. He has no paperwork. And, you know, if this guy, you know, should be granted bail, he's as good as gone.
The Automobile Association warns motorists to prepare for higher fuel prices come next month. Current data from the Central Energy Fund indicates increases across the board, with petrol expected to rise by around 25 cents per litre. Diesel is also expected to increase by 22 cents per litre. Here's the AA's Eleanor Mavimbela.
Ensuring vehicles are well maintained and in good mechanical condition, carefully planning routes and avoiding heavy traffic if possible are some ways in which motorists can ensure better fuel consumption.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has called on provincial governments to unlock opportunities for private sector to invest. He says provinces must also realize that their role in economic development is in allowing private sectors to flourish.
Government must be principally to create the environment for those with money to come and invest, working together with them in partnership through a variety of funding initiatives. We should participate with them.
Ramaphosa delivered the keynote address at the first intergovernmental engagement held in Limpopo today.
These catalytic projects that you have immense potential to accelerate industrialization and to create more jobs. But in order for that to be unlocked, we need to be innovative.
And Gauteng health officials are concerned by the rise in eyesight problems among children, especially those who are glued to their screens. To raise awareness about the importance of eye health, the department has called on parents and caregivers to protect children's eyes and prioritize vision care. Here's department spokesperson Molatala Modiba.
It is concerning that we're seeing children developing short-sightedness at such a young age, which obviously affects their learning potential. And it's important that even as we educate parents and caregivers, we also spend some time educating the young ones on those dangers of spending too much time on digital screens and to encourage them to do more of the outdoor activities.
I'm Chanel September net weer die hoofnuus. Die sokkerspeler wat verbind word met 'n ongeluk wat die lewe van 'n 9-jarige meisie in Tembisa geëis het, is vandag borgtog van R20,000 toegestaan.
Ja, have you seen the photograph of what was left of the car? Car's crumpled up and yeesh, that poor child.
May his soul rest in peace.
Oh boy, yeah, let's just be safe on the roads. I echo that SAB thing. Don't drive after you've been drinking. I haven't done that for many years. Many years, and it took a cop in Cape Town to give me the lecture. And since that day, and I'm talking like 20 plus years, I will not, if I've been drinking, there's no way I'm going to get behind the wheel of that car. No way. Okay. I get behind the wheel of these tunes, though.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On J.